For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in to the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon and Joe Patrick here after a victorious 1-0 win for Atlanta United. What is the saying? Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah.
Which I never understood. Most of the
Why is that?
I tend to believe either room temperature or warm. But that's what happens. You come into our house a couple of weeks ago, a couple months ago it feels like, and we will serve it right back at you. And yeah. Jay Fortune gets it done for Atlanta United, his first career MLS goal. Joe Patrick, a guy that you had kind of pinpointed in the Five Stripes countdown in the lead-up to the game for a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously we all want it for him because we liked it, but also the role that he has played since Thiago Almada has stepped away, the job he has done, and it obviously hasn't been in the same manner of which Thiago Almada did the midfield, but in his own way has continued to improve and improve and improve. And today it stood out in a way that was more than just a little bit of assistance here and a little bit of help here. It was a direct, meaningful stat.
Yeah, and he's a young player. You know, he's only 21 years old, obviously, in Atlanta United, homegrown. And what's really been impressive about his performances, not just tonight, but in the last couple games, is how much the team is actually asking of him, to the point that you made, Abe, without Thiago Almada now in the lineup. That's a lot of quality that goes missing when you lose a player like that. And so they're relying on Jay Fortune to provide a lot of things to this team. It's not exactly the things that Thiago Almada brought, but you need a lot of running from him. You need some dangerous play around the box, and he scored tonight. Like we kind of hoped he would be making those runs into the attacking areas. So a really quality goal, kind of shrugging off a tackle and then getting a shot, that firing that shot off into the bottom corner. Just a very much deserved goal for Jay Fortune, and it's just great to see. Hopefully you can just take a moment like this and just continue to run with it through the rest of the season.
And we'll hear from it in our next segment, but withstood some contact on that play as well, which is you know, as you mentioned, younger guys maybe aren't used to being bumped in that manner, but obviously withstood it and finished the drill. So it is 1-0 in Atlanta United, and we're going to have plenty of time to break through the standings and the table and the other results. We'll get to that throughout the course of the show. We'll hear from Rob Valentino, hopefully at the post-game podium shortly. But real quick, a statistical recap that is brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession nearly a 50-50 split, 49% Charlotte, Atlanta with 51%. Their shots went in favor of Atlanta, 19-12. Shots on goal, 6 apiece, and I think you'll see the difference, though, in the XG. The 6 shots that Charlotte had led to a 0.9 XG. An outstanding game in goal from Charlotte, though, and Atlanta's 6 shots totaled up to a 2.09 XG. So that's the statistical recap there, and really important to get the win here. Like we kind of talked about it, you kind of felt it a little bit. This is a Charlotte team that could be had. Yeah. And I think the interesting thing is the way they play. is you can't get frustrated when it's scoreless.
Right.
Because it just feels like one could do it. That's what makes the game in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, so odd.
Mm.
If I recall, that was a 3-2 game.
Yep.
In this feels a little bit more like how you beat Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get frustrated early. You kind of have to let – it sounds weird to say, but you almost have to let Charlotte kind of have the tempo. You can't kind of push it beyond how they want to play because they can hurt you so bad in transition, especially if you're trying to overload numbers offensively. And, you know, Atlanta, I think, just did great. They were actually getting chances early in the game despite them not being able to kind of throw the numbers forward. But 19 shots, like you mentioned, Abe, what I liked most about this, 19 shots, 14 shots inside the box. To do that on the road in MLS, that is a winning formula, and it's something that this team has been able to do in the past when they were, you know, the year they won MLS Cup, they would have those kinds of performances more regularly than they've had this season. I think this is the best performance they've had, Abe, since they won in Miami 3-1, beat that Lionel Messi side way back in May. That was on May 29th. Of course, they beat Columbus Crew since then as well at home, but I think that this was a better performance overall. If you remember that Columbus game.
The two goals against Columbus both came from Steele Gregerson, identical corners, essentially.
Exactly. I thought that this was a more overall cohesive and impressive performance, given that you were on the road. You're more shorthanded player-wise than you were at that point in the season. So, just a great result. And something that this team, I think, can hopefully hang their hat on. When you have a break, an international break coming up like this team does, it's good to have the good vibes coming off a win during that break, and then hopefully you can get back rolling when they get back in tune.
And again, with the full 3 points, as we mentioned, this was a must-have tonight. Atlanta United does remain in the ninth spot in the Eastern Conference. We'll go through all the teams that are looking up at us, baby. We'll go through all those guys in the back.
I was looking at the table. Maybe eighth isn't so far out of reach now.
No, we're going to talk about
that. You get 3 points. You get 3 points one time, and then the world's
your oyster. I already started working on my rundown for the Nashville game, yeah. And I wrote that in there. I was like, it's only 2 points
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You just covered three right there. What's another two at this point? Real quick, before we either hit a break or hear from Rob Valentino, we do have to give out a man of the match. What are you thinking here, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that guy I was hyping up pregame, Jay Fortune. How about that?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because Alexei Maranchuk had a Herculean effort staying out there on the pitch.
He did.
I don't know.
That was definitely impressive. But, you know, Jay Fortune hasn't won one of the man of the matches here so far this season.
Well, neither has Maranchuk.
He had that many chances, of course. That's a good point.
No, I obviously I'm kidding with you. First off, it was nice to see Maranchuk out there for as long as he was. I never thought 45 was going to be at play. I always thought it was headed more towards 60. Didn't necessarily think it was rolling towards 90 as he was subbed out in the 89th or 90th minute there. But it was nice to see him. I thought he looked dangerous. We're going to have time to get into his performance throughout this show. But want to go ahead and hit a break here before Rob Valentino steps up to the podium. So we will step aside here on the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Joe Patrick, a victorious 3 points, 1-0 over Charlotte on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Joe Patrick here, breaking down 3 big points coming home to Atlanta. And the Atlanta United social media team is already on it, man. They're getting after it. They're talking about a fortress, and they're talking about what is Charlotte going to tweet about for the next 2 weeks with the international break. And they're having their fun, and they should, because we talked about it at the start. This did feel, and I'm not really a big believer of they beat you guys, so you need to beat them. But this is kind of like the rivalry game, and it left very sour taste in the mouths of Atlanta United here. And obviously that ended up being the last game of Gonzalo Pineda. And there was a lot of things that didn't feel right. And mm-hmm. not, I mean, obviously, but like, yeah, tonight felt right. Like, yeah. I don't know what that, I mean, yeah. I don't want to go too crazy on you, but yeah, like, all is right in the world, and things are back. The shoulders pop back in its joint. And feels good.
That's right. That's right. And to win on the road, you know, it's something that Atlanta United has not been able to do very often. It's something that's hard to do in general in MLS. So I don't want to.
And Charlotte, for their credit, and I hadn't looked in recent weeks, but for a while they were the best home team in all the MLS. Okay. Early in the season, they were not dropping points at home, and that changes as you welcome in more opponents, sure, and stuff like that. But there was that as well. It is a 1-0 victory, which means that we really only have one key highlight. And for over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Jordans to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. This highlight is brought to you by Scana, and it occurred in the 55th minute when Jay Fortune did something in his MLS career he had never done before.
Here's Shonday Silva, a good turn around. Bronico sending it down the middle to Fortune, dribbling out of center circle, straight down the middle. Fortune bumped, shoots, score! From 20 yards out, after being bumped by Brad Bronico, Jay Fortune has scored his first ever Atlanta United goal.
You know, I watched a couple of replays of this goal, and it's a couple of things that take me by surprise. The first being, not the first, but at some point being, he doesn't hesitate to rip the shot. And I think you see a lot of guys, strikers are going to take that shot all day, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. A lot of times midfielders are maybe look for the pass first. And I'm not saying he wasn't aware of where his teammates were. I'm not saying he was being selfish. He didn't. There was no pause to glance or see. In the moment, he saw space. He saw where he was on the field, and he said,
"My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day."
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And we ain't going to get a better shot than what I'm about to put up right here. And he puts a very nice shot, low, far corner, side netting. Just a brilliant take, to be honest.
I'm so glad you mentioned it, because a word that I've been using with him in his last couple games is assertive. Like it seems to me like he has this assertiveness that I have not seen previous in his game now, where he's just doing everything with confidence. When he goes into a challenge,
no hesitancy.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's not hesitating. You can tell he's just not kind of thinking as much. And that's exactly how that goal felt. Like, he wasn't thinking about it. He wasn't trying to survey every single option before. He was just going to rip it after he rode that challenge and struck it perfectly clean, went right where he wanted. And like we've talked about, you know, he fully deserves it for the performances that he's put up here these last couple games.
Yeah, so Atlanta United, again, does get, and I wanted to ask you about this, and we were having fun with Alexi Maranchek as we're still awaiting The voice of Rob Valentino live from Bank of America Stadium. Hopefully we get that shortly. Alexei Maranchuk, though.
Yep.
Again, we only saw him for 30 minutes, and the situation was a little odd against L.A. because you did trail so quickly into that time. Your thoughts on his performance today? I really liked what I saw. I'll explain more after I hear from you, but there's one aspect of his game that I really appreciate. I want to hear if you touch on it as well.
Yeah, I mean, tonight he didn't have any kind of notable action as far as like creating a goal or scoring a goal. Like in the LA Galaxy game, he had a shot that went off the crossbar and things like that. Like, he didn't have anything like that tonight, but I thought that he just brings so much to the game, like a calmness to the way that Atlanta United is able to progress in the attack with the technique that he has and the vision that he has, the calmness on the ball that he has, and the decision makings that he has on the ball. Is just, he brings so much to the table. And there, Abe, I even noticed some things that he was doing even in Atlanta's defensive third, where the ball kind of falls to his feet. And he just plays a really smart outlet ball that then puts the striker in space to receive it, that then allows Atlanta to move forward up the field. So I think that it's no surprise that Atlanta United has this kind of performance on the road with 90 minutes from a very quality attacking midfielder.
There's a couple of things that stood out to me about Alexei Maranchuk. You used the word calmness. I want to pair that as well. For me, it's the calmness he has at or near the top of the box when he has the ball. That's the pass that's not being rushed.
Yeah.
That's also the pass he doesn't feel he has to be too creative with. Sometimes you get guys that are always trying to find a runner in behind. And sometimes it's just a simple layoff one way or the other. And sometimes it is the floated ball. Or I think there's a variety of ways he can beat you there. But he's not rushing to make that pass, even though he knows defenders are going to collapse on him because he's at the top of the box or somewhere adjacent to that. I think that's something very interesting. And then, like I kind of explained, but I want to go further into detail, I don't think he feels that every pass has to directly lead to a goal.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And I think sometimes you get guys that are brought in and we talk about their creativity, and especially the word vision, right? Mm-hmm. He sees the run behind. Okay. Maybe he sees it, but maybe that's not the right pass at that time.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's forcing that pass just because that's what's most creative or that's what the vision shows. I think he's very smart not to waste a possession. And it's not just about turning the ball over leading to counterattacks. It's about wasting possession, because for Atlanta United, especially in a game against this team like Charlotte, it takes a good and fair amount to build up to where you are in the attacking third. And when you do have the ball 20 or 25 yards out or closer, you cannot waste that with an immediate pass that is a little bit too aggressive, a little bit too hopeful. I think his ability to recognize that within the calmness of the offense is what stood out to me today.
Yeah, the way he's able to keep his head up, it allows him to see, interesting passes with that vision. In general, just gives him a spatial awareness of what's happening in the game. And he has a great feel for the game because of it. And to the point you just made, Abe, he's able to give the game whatever it needs. Sometimes the game doesn't need a Hollywood ball, trying to hit Saba Lobzhenidze, down the field for a one-on-one opportunity. Sometimes it is just one of those simple layoffs to someone who can then carry the ball forward. So he has a great understanding of how he can affect the game in the best way possible. And in this game, it changed at times. Earlier on, maybe it was to be a little bit more aggressive. Then once they got the lead and he's trying to manage his stamina, it's a little bit, more conservative or more kind of picking and choosing his moments. So I just thought it was a great game from him as well.
I think you're always looking for someone that can calm the team down mm-hmm. in moments. And it doesn't always have to be vocally. It can be with your play. And with all respect to what Thiago Almada does, that was not a guy that was trying to calm the team down.
Right.
That was a guy that's trying to invigorate the team.
Like, he was always trying to
go, 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 go,
yeah,
go.
He was always trying to make
every
the best
time the ball's at his foot, it's forward, forward, forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that Maranchuk's not looking to get forward. It's that he's not forcing himself or the team with him forward. And I think we can see that a lot more naturally from defensive midfielders. I think we're missing that. Not missing that. I don't think it's fair to Pedro Amador. I think we saw that from Caleb Wiley, though, mm-hmm. as he grew into himself and into the player that eventually headed to Europe, is the calmness and comfort. And, hey, when it's time to not go forward and drop it back, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Maranchuk does that in a multitude of ways as well. All right, we are going to take another break here on the Full-Time Report. It was a clean sheet for Atlanta United, and quite frankly, Goose had a couple of saves, but nothing overly challenging. And that says a lot of the defense. We'll speak about how they were able to limit Charlotte on the other side. It's Joe Patrick, Abe Gordon here in the Kia Studios. The Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. The clean sheet report, the three-point report, whatever you want to call it, it's all good for Atlanta United tonight. I want to bring up something that Mike Conley just pointed out on Twitter that I just overlooked earlier, and I'll get to that in a second. But for every Atlanta United clean sheet, Atlanta United will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, Atlanta United is going to donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently stands now at $12,000. I'll get to Mike Conti's stat in just a moment, but we do have Rob Valentino up there in Charlotte.
And it's deserved. I think that he's got a bright future. He's been progressing very well, pushing the guys in front of him. And he earned himself a nice goal tonight. Honestly, the goal is the type of goal that I think that this is the type of team I would like us to be, that we can, for me, it's not about, this is about attacking fast and about being direct. This is kind of what I've been saying, is that it's not about going back to front in terms of one long pass. Now, if they give that to you, that's what you go and attack. But that was three passes in there. You're at in front of goal, and Jay's ability to break on the dribble helped that. But there was other players without touching it, helped in that movement and the build up to the goal. So I was happy that I felt like it was a real team goal. And Jay gets all the credit for the finish. It's a fantastic finish.
And Alexi, steady 90 minutes. Good.
More than steady. More than steady. Yeah, he was. It's fantastic. It's good to get him integrated to the team as quickly as possible. He's going to help us a lot down the stretch. His teammates getting used to him. Him getting used to his teammates, and he pushed himself to a whole different level. I didn't know how many minutes he could give us, but yeah, he definitely pushed himself to another level.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Jay, of course. Mm-hmm. That goal, that's something that has been kind of building in his game, that contribution in the attacking half. Is this something you guys have had conversations about specifically, if that's their habit?
Yeah, he has had that conversation with us a lot about wanting to have more goal contributions. And getting him, he said he played as a 10 when he was a little bit younger, and then so he has that ability. And when we talk about doing work on extras and things like that, that is one area of his game where he said, I want to work on doing more shooting, whether it's from that area or it builds up in a different way, it's a cutback or something like that. He's got that in his game. So the strike that he had on the dribble with the amount of distance he had to cover, that's not easy. So hopefully that's something that we can continue to add to his game, or he can help facilitate for us.
So when he goes down and you've already made some changes, so you're kind of stuck at that point in terms of what you do with the midfield. What was the conversation like, and then how did you settle on the five in the back?
Yeah, we were talking about maybe later in the game being able to shut down the game with a back five, end up having to do it a little bit earlier. And, you know, having the midfielders that we had, had Dax on the pitch, we had Bartek on the pitch. We're trying to do it as smart as we could, knowing the moments that you had. Yeah, it's tricky. Sometimes you got three moments and you've got five subs and how you make them. So there was different discussions, but I felt like, I guess the result tells us we get it right. But, you know, we'll look at how we make those subs, the timing of when we make them, and who can make those impacts. So Luis did a great job coming in the other day. He's worked really hard, and at times he doesn't get his reward to play. And when you step into the game as a center back, it can be difficult. So it's a lot of credit to him to continue to fight and fight for his place. And now he'll go away with the national team and hopefully earn some more minutes.
This kind of a result where you're able to keep the clean sheet against Charlotte at home, throwing everything forward. You know, Luis comes on late. He's a huge part of it. What does it say about the performances of guys like Derek and Steon and just holding down the back?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real collective performance. I said to these guys in there, I thought – it had a little bit of everything for them. They attacked pretty well in the first half. They defended pretty well at times, and then they suffered. And we talked about having to suffer and you know, doing the work for each other. We talked, there's a time period during the League's Cup break, and we talked about a standard that we want to set. They answered some questions for me and how they wanted that to go. And those were all a lot of words they brought up, and those words became actions tonight. And that's what they have to show every single day, not when they feel like it, every single moment when you're on the pitch, training, games. So whether it was Derek, whether it's Steon, Brad, Luis, you know, all of them contribute to that. So I'm proud of them for that, holding that standard and putting those words into actions.
There's the words of Rob Valentino, and look, rightfully so, just heaps of praise for Jay Fortune. It's been building up to what we saw tonight and the goal that directly impacts things, but it's really been the role that he's been asked to play and has filled quite respectfully since Thiago Almada left. It's all been in benefit and in sacrifice to Atlanta United. Tonight it showed itself in the way that he had wanted it to and the team had wanted it to, but it's been so much more than just tonight for Jay Fortune.
Yeah, and something that Rob said there that I think is interesting and prompted by Jason Longshore's questioning about him getting more involved in that final third, and Rob talked about them having a conversation about him wanting to have more kind of goal contributions, be contributing to, you know, scoring and assisting. And how does he actually get into those positions while also helping the team, while also fulfilling the functions that the team needs out of him as a midfielder? How does he do all these things? And I think that it's going to take some time, but I think that we're starting to see, again, these last couple games, I'm talking specifically about the team's last game last week against the LA Galaxy and then again tonight, where he scores his goal, we're starting, I think, to see him evolve his game overall. Previously, under Gonzalo Pineda, who really, really liked Jay Fortune, he would give him opportunities, but he was actually playing him sometimes even as the deepest lying midfielder. And that allowed Jay to use some of his mobility to roam around and get into challenges. But I think that what we're seeing from him now is him utilizing his mobility in a bit of a different way, less so kind of shuttling from side to side, trying to clean things up in front of the back line, but now more kind of getting vertical, going from, you know, box, truly box to box, going from back to front and, you know, running into that final third that allows him to contribute towards those goals.
Real quick, back up to Bank of America Stadium. Captain Brad Guzan's at the podium.
Probably have relocated and representing the shirt proudly in the enemy territory. And so it goes a long way for us to look up and see black and red stripes up there.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.
We'll get Jay in here.
Oh. All right. Time well spent there with Brad Guzan. Always appreciate it. But we did kill enough time that I get to save this Conti stat for one okay. more segment. We're also going to go through the rest of the schedule and kind of break down what has happened. We had a bunch of games that were like, can it work in Atlanta United's favor? We'll go through the schedule and tell you if it did on the other side. But the important part is Atlanta United was not looking or asking for help from anyone else. They took care of their own business, taking all 3 points, staying in ninth place, courtesy of a 1-0 win against Charlotte FC. Jay Fortune with the lone goal for Atlanta United. It's Joe Patrick and Abe Gordon here. The full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Joe Patrick. 3 points for Atlanta United. And as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Mose would like to say congratulations on a well-earned victory. That's right, I get to do it.
Thank you,
Garrett
Dom.
Can kick rocks. As promised, Atlanta United's one goal means tomorrow's Mose will be knocking $1 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Mose and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $1 off a bowl or a burrito. And Charlotte FC fans,
we're making money here.
Since Mose and Atlanta United are such good sports, and this is such a friendly rivalry, your team's welcome to take advantage of that delicious deal, too.
Nice. Love it. Love it when your Mose is a little
How far
cheaper.
Is the nearest or closest Mose from your house?
From me? Yeah. Probably a little less than a mile, I would say. Just right down Ashford Dunwoody and around the corner.
Wait, which one do you go to? Do we go to the same one?
The one at the Publix Center?
Yeah, we go to the same Moe's. All right, never mind. That's a dumb question because I know where you live and I know where that Moe's is.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about knowing where you lived when I asked that question.
Right, yeah.
I obviously, that's not far. I know the answer.
A little under
to that.
A mile, is that right?
No, it's going to be more than a mile.
Okay.
You obviously don't run outside because that's how far correct. That is way over correct. A mile. That's probably 2.5. When you're driving, though, it's a lot easier when you're driving. Connie pointed something out on Twitter that I hadn't previously talked about or thought of. And, you know, a lot of that stemmed from the idea that, hey, Atlanta's in ninth place and the goal is just to hold on to ninth, mm-hmm. right? Well, and we're going to get into the full results that affected Atlanta United in just a moment. But one of those results was Toronto FC losing to DC United. Now, we had mentioned that it would probably be mildly preferable for Toronto to either get a draw or a win. But since they did lose, Atlanta United gained a full 3 points on Toronto, who was ahead of them. I hadn't paid attention, but they also have a game in hand on Toronto, which I was unaware of. And so there is certainly a chance to catch Toronto FC if you can match them with the rest of the season and then with your one remaining game in hand, pick up the full 3 points. So that is something that I hadn't previously kept an eye on. That certainly we're keeping an eye on now down the road as we continue through the rest of the season.
And Atlanta's got a massive goal differential lead on Toronto.
No, so I'm not playing that game.
It's important.
No,
it's important if they're tied.
Dude,
it basically means if they tie on points,
I'm not playing
Atlanta's ahead.
I'm not playing that game. We play that game in 7 games from now. I'm not playing that game now. Third and fourth tiebreakers? Nah, miss me with that.
It's not a third or fourth tiebreaker. It's the first tiebreaker between two teams who have the same amount of points, which happens quite often between teams who are fighting for the bottom of the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll deal with that when we get close to it.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with it now. 7 games of nonsense coming.
You don't like data? You don't like information?
I like information when it matters.
It matters.
It matters after.
It could determine whether the team makes the playoffs or not, actually.
Yeah, in 6 matches, it'll matter leading into that pregame show. I don't need it right now. Let's go through, though, Joe, like what we were talking about in the pregame show. And I had 6 matches that we were looking at that could positively or negatively impact Atlanta United. And the first one was Montreal and FC Cincinnati. We wanted Cincinnati to win. Cincinnati did. They beat Montreal 4-1, so you can put a check by that one. Nashville SC at Orlando City. We wanted Orlando City to win. Orlando City does 3-0. You could put a check by that one. We just mentioned DC United and Toronto FC. We wanted Toronto to win. But now, upon second look, maybe I think we're okay with that result, especially considering Atlanta United got the 3 points and is going to stay ahead of DC anyways. Inter-Miami, just a couple of moments ago, finished – no, they're not done, but they're up 3-1 on Chicago. That's something we were hoping. Real Salt Lake just moments ago took a lead on New England. That's something we were hoping for. And the one that really kind of stood out and hurt Atlanta United and for a moment actually sent Atlanta United out of playoff position was the Philadelphia Union. They beat the Red Bulls 2-0.
You can't give me a hard time for looking at goal differential and then you saying, oh, Atlanta was out of the playoffs for a moment in time. This was like a star was born.
I didn't formulate it, man. The live table told me it.
Yeah.
I didn't
Atlanta was out of the playoffs for about 14 minutes or whatever it was.
It was more than that. It was a good 22 minutes or more. So. No, we'll figure it out. I'm just saying, we'll get into it. But for the most part, and again, this was rendered null and void by the fact that Atlanta United took care of business.
Exactly.
And I think that's the important part is we don't have to, like, if we're just going to rack up 3 points over the next 7 games each time, it won't matter what
right.
the team's
doing. Yeah.
We also would jump way up the table.
Yeah.
If we get 21 points for the next 7 games. But, you know, in general, if you can meet or match what every team behind you does, you'll stay exactly where you need to. And for the most part, that is what Atlanta United did. But this one was the winnable one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talked about it, and you look at the rest of their schedule, and yes, you have this break, and then you get Nashville at home, right? Nashville lost today.
Yeah.
And Nashville's behind you in the standings. And so you look at the potential there. Miami just took a 4-1 lead, by the way, so that one's pretty much cut and dried for Chicago. But you look at Nashville. They are now bottom of the table as it stands, and
trending downward. It seems like they're
well, it's their bottom. Down well, you can go.
That's true. Hey, be careful what you wish for. But anyway, right. The point is that
what's their goal differential? Are we?
Do
we need to start paying
minus
attention?
18? Minus 18.
So as long as we don't lose by 19, but
that's what I'm
goals
saying. Toronto's
them,
is minus 14. Like they're, I know, there's no, they're already
I'm messing
losing
with you
all the tiebreakers.
But yeah, I mean, you have to win the games that are more realistic for you to win. I think we did break down this Charlotte game today as one, and I know they're ahead of you in the standings. You didn't want to do it. I'll say it. They're frauds, Joe. Okay.
I just have more respect for the athletes than to call them the F word.
Yeah,
but you know,
and but Nashville's one that you look at. You're at home. This is a team that is trending down both in the standings and on the pitch.
Yeah,
it's a game that, quite frankly, you need to win because you do have tough games ahead: Inter Miami, New York Red Bulls, Philadelphia. A winnable game against Montreal home, and then Red Bulls at home again, and Orlando City potentially at the end of this thing. So we'll see where it all leads. But look, you picked up what you needed to today. You got to put that in the rearview mirror pretty quickly and turn the page to not next week, but the week after against Nashville. That's what we're going to do when we wrap things up here on the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon and Joe Patrick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see?
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United stays in ninth place in the Eastern Conference standings, courtesy of a Jay Fortune goal in the 55th minute. And after the game, Jay Fortune took to the post-game press conference podium.
Questions for Jay.
How did it feel to score your first MLS goal?
Felt great. Long time coming. I think I was starting to get a little bit of stick from a few guys because I haven't scored some yet, but just kind of got the feeling it was coming a bit soon, and no better place than a home state. You know, born North Carolina, parents were here, so it was really great to score.
You moved to Atlanta when you're 14? 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Their defense is known for being pretty stout. You just figured just shoot before you get to the box. Don't have to worry about it.
No, it was before the game. I was talking with Dex, and he said, you know, you have the ability to drive past players. And those two footers, if you can catch them alongside them or in front of them, you know, you'll be able to drive by them. And I was able to do that. And from there, wasn't seeing much. And I had a couple opportunities in the first half I didn't shoot. So I said, go ahead, why not? And thankfully it went in. So I was quite happy with the decision I made.
Seems like this is building up to be a pretty good rivalry between these two teams. So, you know, you can't really predict who's going to win any given night. Is that what it feels like on the field now?
Yeah, it's always a big game whenever we know Charlotte's either coming here or we're going to them. And we always want to win against, you know, these type of teams. And also, too, the support from the fans right tonight. You know, so them being able to make the trip in such high numbers, it was another plus to be able to get this win in front of them.
Does this mean a little bit more to you being from North Carolina with so many friends and family in the building to have your first goal here?
A little bit, yeah. Honestly, any goal always feels great, but I think one, it being here, two, you know, the team was able to get 3 points that we needed. And like I said, being able to see them after the game, you know, you could see the smile on my face as well. And so I really enjoyed it.
So grinding out the result in a game like this, you know, ask Brad about it. Do you feel like this is the kind of win that can build character and build personality within the group?
Yeah, I mean, these wins aren't easy. I was really happy with the way that my team has had my back tonight. I wasn't able to finish the game, and you know, they really worked hard to secure the win. And, you know, an issue we've been having was not being able to keep clean sheets. And, you know, we kept one today, which is another plus, another big takeaway from the game. So I think we go in and we look at what went well, what didn't go so well, and we try and build on it for the next season.
We talked about it a little bit ago. We talked to Rob a little bit about what your game individually. Rob mentioned as well you wanted to put the wall in your finishing. What were those conversations like? And leading up to that, and the goal obviously tonight, kind of feels like it paid off a little bit for you. What does it mean to have that support as well?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, like I said, I did a lot of work in front of the goal as like a 10 kind of, and I put a lot of hours in with my dad in front of the goal. And I know that I have the ability to help the team in front of the goal from the work I put in within. And, you know, I feel like not being able to help in that regard isn't a help to the team. I do other things as well, but I feel like if I can add that, it's another benefit. And I talked with Matt, I talked with Rob, and I told him, like, hey, you know, just do the work in front of the goal so that when those opportunities come, the one or two I'm able to take them. And they were very positive about it. They said, you know, we'll do the extras after training whenever we're allowed to. And it's great to see that type of work pay off, because it's good when you put a goal to something and you see it start to pay off, and hopefully it's just the first of many.
Well, Jay Fortune, a variety of questions, but obviously the ones early on, the most important is a game-winning goal, and how's it feel? And I think relief is not the right word for that, but a little bit of emotion, a little bit of happiness, sure, in that answer. And I don't blame him for that. I mean, my goodness.
You can tell. I mean, you can tell just hearing him talk that it's been kind of a long time coming for him to get this first goal, kind of get that off your shoulders. And sometimes when players have this kind of moment, they can kind of start flowing. You know, they kind of get out of their heads about it. And you could hear Jay kind of explaining that earlier in the game, he'd found himself in that situation, pass it off a couple of times, and then this time he just felt like it was best for him to just take a rip, and it goes in. And you know, maybe there's more to come from him. Who knows? But great for him to get his first one.
I think he gets goal hungry, starts just terrible player, just out of position and just caught up field all day.
I don't think that'll happen.
Media match.
That's right.
Only in the media match do people get goal hungry.
Yeah, that's right. And stay on one side of the field the entire game.
All right. That's probably going to do it. I think that sounds like a good place to wrap here on the full-time report.
Good night.
I'm not going to complain at any point. I don't care what team it's against, how it looks, the scoreline, any of that nonsense. The goal for Atlanta United right now is to stay in 9.
Yeah.
And now there's a little bit of talk about moving up to 8 because of Toronto's loss and because of the game in hand. We'll deal with that when we get to the next Five Stripes countdown in 2 weeks. But the goal is one game at a time, at the end of the night, still be in 9. Mm-hmm. And today, it is mission accomplished thanks to that 1-0 win. And you're just going to look at it from the micro, not some macro nonsense of goal differentials, but if you're just going to look at it at the micro and just talk about doing what you need to do, the minimal that you need to do to stay in playoff position, that's what Atlanta United did tonight. And all of the Five Stripes and the 17 should be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and it turned out if they hadn't gotten the 3 points, they would not be in playoff position as it stands right now. So for them to kind of carry those vibes of being in that playoff spot, having come off the win, good for that to happen tonight.
Well, look, going into Red Bull, Red Bulls coughed it up to Philly twice today. We play Red Bulls twice coming up. It'd be nice for them to cough up a couple more. That's all I'm suggesting.
Would be nice.
Well, we got to take care of Nashville before that, and that's the game that will be coming your way in 2 weeks, September 14th on Saturday. That's going to be home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's when you'll have the next edition of both the Five Stripes Countdown pregame and the full-time report postgame. Joe, I want to thank you for joining me here tonight and breaking down the numbers, the stats, and the goals. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me. You know, it's big shoes to fill in for Garrett Chapman.
They're like size 8s. What are you talking about?
Save that, Dom. Save that clip. But no, thank you for having me on the show. It was fun.
want to certainly thank Dom Tarosky, our in-studio engineer, as always. Certainly want to wish Mike Conti and Jason Longshore safe travels back to Atlanta. Always feels good driving home from Charlotte with 3 points in hand. But that is going to do it for the full-time report. Again, 55th minute goal, the first in the career of Jay Fortune, brings Atlanta United home 3 points. They remain in ninth position in playoff spots. With another victory, 1-0 over Charlotte FC, Kings of the South, let it be known. That is going to do it for Joe Patrick, Dom Tarosky. I am Abe Gordon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.